All right, let's have a social, folks. Cheers to y'all. Thank you all so much for coming out late night, supporting the moolah, supporting hot buttered rum, supporting y'all's souls. Thank you. So today is an important anniversary. Today is an important anniversary in the history of professional baseball and psychedelic culture. It was today, 45 years ago in 1970, that Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter under the influence of LSD. That's what this song's about. Took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. By the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, "Doc, you're pitching today." Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd dragged back and forth in waves of colors underneath the sun. The ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. Three up, three down, four, three straight innings in a 0-0 tie. And all those banners' names come ringing from a far side of the sky. Hallucinating Halloween scenes with Dixon swinging the bat. A single look like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating. Now I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book.
got so much respect for Doc Ellis. He was a hell of a guy. Now, I'd heard about this no-hitter on LSD, and so I said, I gotta write a song about this. And so I looked on the internet, and it turned out that Todd Snyder had already written a song. So we're like, I'm like, okay, I'll just learn Todd Snyder's song. And it's, you know, it's probably better than I could have done too. It's a fucking good song. This is a good song. So Doc Ellis was a hell of a guy. He was, he had this moment when he was out on the mound where he wasn't quite sure, you know, where he was or what he was doing. And I've got respect for that because, I don't know, I've taken LSD in some public places. I have. I've been high on acid in front of thousands of people. And I don't think, I did not perform the equivalent in music of a no-hitter in baseball. I did not perform a no-hitter.
Maybe tonight's enough.
But maybe tonight's gonna be different. We'll see.
The acid's gonna kick in any minute here.
So let's give it up to the spirit of Doc Ellis. He passed away just 2 years ago. He's a great guy, a great baseball player, a great social activist, a great tripper, a great pitcher, and a great human being. By the time that he moved the last man down, he was high as he had ever been, dancing with the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. Though the papers would say he was scared of that day, he was pretty as a picture could be. Was the time that yesterday the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a run around the world one time, found that it's clever.